Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, horny. Yes, it is Champagne Sunday, April the 10th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what Mama gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I gotta push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary member, Karan Batati. Listen. Karan Batati did a promotion last year with the Fierce Female Network, and I tell you, he is still burning up the charts. Yes, he is. His debut album, Studio 3311, he is still burning it up. I am telling you, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, the smoothest rum on the planet. It is wicked smooth, baby. Two things that's really, really smooth, honey. It is Gumba Rum and my chocolate, silky, smooth, honey skin. Listen, it is Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Now, listen, y'all, I got a special, super bad promotion. I got a musical salute and a musical showcase on today for the artist, BG408. Did y'all hear that? BG408, I got some really special music on today. I want y'all to check this out. It is GTFO Ukraine. It is Get the F Out of Ukraine. Y'all better get out of Ukraine. Listen, y'all, check out this artist. This is smooth. Check it out. Check it
Only
out. Check
one
out.
Way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. Only one way to be. From San Jose to Key. Put your hands together and I know you'll agree. Zelensky's in the park shouting. Now after dark, courageous guiding spark, ballin' moves, wicked smart. Evil's never dying, never sleeping, only plotting. Invading up your neighbors in the south is f***ing rotten. We stand out in the shock, we look in disbelief. Our brothers and our sisters being murdered in the streets. Dying's not defeat, this is not the end. They'll never be forgotten, and soon there'll be revenge. This is how we plead as we throw down with these. We're never rolling over, hang the bodies from the trees. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. It's hard to believe with friends like enemies. They overstayed the welcome, now we tell them fucking leave. Listen to survive, look in your baby's eyes. Remember why you're fighting and why they have to die. They invaded, try to take it, see if we'll submit. They'll never be forgiven, and no, we'll never quit.
Ever.
Fight for how we live, both family and friends, more than 40 million strong. Can't they comprehend? Appreciate your freedom, for your freedom is gone. We're fighting for our future, our skies till dawn. We're in this till the end, the only dog in the slog. It's not about the fight, but the fighting the dog. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please.
All right. That is Get Out of Ukraine by the artist BG408. That's once again the artist's name is BG408. Let me give you a little bio, a little backstory on the artist. Now listen, when he saw the images of the war in Ukraine, he realized what this could possibly mean, that it could quickly spin out of control and engulf the entire world. Yes. But what he did, he asked himself, how would I feel if I were a Ukrainian soldier who just a week before was working in tech? So now circumstances beyond his control thrust him into the forefront of a war that is destroying all that he knows and loves. So honestly, you know, that particular song, he got pissed off. Of course, anybody would get pissed off. You know, this crazy man in Russia, you know, wants to decide that he's going to go into Ukraine, start a war. Now listen. I wish we could just really light some bombs. They really just need to pour a little gasoline on his head, pour a little gasoline on, you know, Putin's head. You know, and then just strike a match. That's the way I feel about it. But listen, the name of the song once again is GTFO Ukraine. Get out of Ukraine. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, this is a special musical showcase for the artist. He's going to be here on this. We're going to do an interview with him. Going to get down and talk about some real serious stuff. We're going to talk about the war. We're going to talk about Ukraine, what's going on with this crazy man in Russia, you know. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down. We're going to dissect it for you. We're going to put a little education on your head just in case if you're sleeping on the rock and you don't know what's happening. If you don't know what's happening, we're going to share with you what's happening. Listen. I got a little bit of time on today. It's Sunday. Y'all, you know, let me tell you what happened over the weekend, what me and my family experienced. Y'all, and you know, mama will blast the hell out of anybody, you know, that do anything to my people. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all what happened. Now, I really have not written any reviews, which I plan to. I'm going to do some reviews. And, you know, now let me tell y'all something. Anybody know what barbecue chicken is? You know, if you ever had some barbecue chicken, you know what barbecue chicken look like. You know what it smell like. You know what it tastes like, right? You put it on the grill. You grill it and you make you some barbecue chicken. You can even do barbecue chicken in your oven at home and stuff like that. Well, listen, me and my family was together. I ain't going to say the name of the restaurant yet. It's going to be in the review when I do it. Okay. Then we ordered. My mom said, I want some barbecue chicken. I said, okay. Get you some barbecue chicken. We ordered some barbecue chicken. She told him, hold the sauce. She didn't want sauce. You know, she's a seasoned woman. She didn't want all that sauce on her barbecue chicken, right? Just grill it up. Just give me the chicken with no sauce. Well, listen, my good friends. I got the order. When I got the order, we opened it up and we looked. Y'all know what it was. It was fried chicken. It was air fried chicken. You hear me? Now let me help y'all understand this. Now if anybody know, if you black, you know what, you know, barbecue chicken is. So when I looked at it, I said, now, this is fried chicken. Y'all know what I did. Y'all know what I did, because y'all know I comes with a hatchet. I call him up. See, you know, I call him up, we ordinate deliver. I call him up, I say, Hey, my mother ordered barbecue chicken. And the lady said, well, I don't know. She said, I'm just here at the front. I don't know. I said, y'all sent us some fried chicken. No, it's not fried. I said, well, you let me talk to somebody else that knows something about cooking food. Now, this is the restaurant. And so they got the other lady comes on the phone. I said, well, how y'all cook this chicken? She said, well, we put it in a compressor. A compressor? You know, that just bobbled in my mind. My mind got all twisted. A compressor? You know, when she said compressor, I'm thinking, well, a compressor, you put stuff in the compressor, and you know, you're shrinking, you put the heat on it. I'm like, I said, hey, that ain't barbecue chicken, y'all. I was cool. I didn't chop the lady up. I didn't chop her up now. She said, well, that's the way we do it. I said, you call that barbecue chicken? I said, you know what? On your menu, it says barbecue chicken. And I said, you know what? Your stuff is misleading because everybody in the entire world know what barbecue chicken is. You put it on the grill. You grill it. You put your sauce on it. If you want to, you cook it in your oven. You can barbecue chicken it up. She said, nah, we don't do that. We compress the chicken. Now, what the, you know, I said, oh, Lord. So I got on off the phone with her. I told my mom, I said, you know what, Mom? I'm going to blast the hell out of them people because we done spent our money. The woman didn't offer us nothing. She offered us nothing to compensate us. We got fried chicken. I got pictures to prove it, what it looked like. We got fried chicken. Yeah, no. I say, see, they've been hoodwinking people. Everybody that's ordering barbecue chicken, see what they do. They put in their little compressor or their air fry, whatever they do, compress it. She say, we compress the chicken. See what they do. They compress everybody that ordered barbecue chicken. They compress it and pour barbecue sauce over and call it barbecue chicken. That ain't no god doggone barbecue chicken. You know, when you mess with black folks and they chicken, you got a problem on your hands. You know, them little old, you know, I ain't going to say nothing because I don't want to say I'm hating on different races. You know, and so you know them folks that own that restaurant wasn't black. Y'all already know that. So listen, I ain't going to say what culture they was from. I ain't going to say none of that because I don't want nobody clipping my lines here on this station. Now, look, but y'all going to know the truth. Well, I'm going to YELP Yelp. Do my little review, just a little bit. And then I'm going to the neighborhood paper. I'm going to say, do y'all know what's going on in your community? You got this restaurant over here selling barbecue chicken to folks. And it ain't barbecue chicken. Oh, yes. See, y'all know, you know, when you stir up folks, you know, when you do things wrong, people need to pay for it. They do. I believe people need to pay for what they're doing wrong. Now, I think that ain't right. Now, y'all think about that. If somebody sold you some barbecue chicken and just compressed it and told you it was barbecue chicken, would you think that's right? Would you think it's right? I don't think it's right. But anyway, let me move on. Y'all know me. I'm coming with a hatchet, and I'm coming to cut and strike real hard, okay? So when y'all see it up on YouTube and you see me yelling on Facebook and you see me acting a fool on Twitter, y'all gonna know what's going on. Okay, so now y'all heard it first, okay? All right, now, I got some bub music for you. I'm going to play this song again. This is Musical Showcase. Mm-hmm. Get the F out of Ukraine. Okay, we're going to do that one more time. Listen, y'all, check this out.
Only one way to be. She got to be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She got to be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She got to be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. Only one way to be. From San Jose to Keys. Put your heads together and I know you'll agree. Zelensky's in the park shouting out after dark. Courageous guy in spark. Ballin' moves wicked smart. Evil's never dying, never sleeping, only plotting. Invading up your neighbors in the south of s***ing rotten. We stand out in the shock. We look in disbelief. Our brothers and our sisters being murdered in the streets. Dying's not defeat. This is not the end. They'll never be forgotten, and soon there'll be revenge. This is how we plead as we throw down with these. We're never rolling over, hang the bodies from the trees. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be. She gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please. It's hard to believe. With friends like enemies. They overstayed the welcome. Now we tell them fucking leave. Listen to survive. Look in your baby's eyes. Remember why you're fighting and why they have to die. They invaders try to take it. See if we'll submit. They'll never be forgiven. And no, we'll never quit.
Ever.
Fight for how we live. For family and friends. More than 40 million strong. Can't they comprehend? Appreciate your freedom, for your freedom is gone. We're fighting for our future, our skies till dawn. We're in this till the end, the only dog in the slog. It's not about the fight, but the fighting the dog. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. Go back to Sochi. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. And let her people be. Only one way to be, she gotta be free. Get the fuck out, Ukraine. No need to say please.
All right. Y'all heard that. And it is just now confirmed. I just got word from the artist. He will be with me on Tuesday. The interview is going to be Tuesday. That's going to be 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So listen. Y'all can listen in live. We're going to be throwing down. Talk about the war and the music. The artist is a BG408. Now listen. I got just about 1 minute left in this particular episode. Let me, you know, put in a little good news. You know, I'm still fired up over the weekend, sending me that you know, fried chicken talking about this barbecue. So listen, y'all know what? See, I got all excited because you don't do my people like that. You don't do. See, I believe that calling a spade a spade. I'm from that generation where you call a spade a spade. When you tell me one thing, you better deliver what you're saying. If you don't, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem, a really, really big problem. Okay? So anyway, I got that out the way. Now let me share some good news with y'all. Y'all know what? I just found out earlier today, Google News wrote an article on one of my clients, Ricardo Red. I'm just zooming along on Instagram. He had it posted. I said, what is this? I said, what's going on? And he said, yeah, this your article. I said, my article? I don't write nothing. But what it was, you know, what it was, Google News wrote an article on my client, Ricardo Red, who really, really deserves, because the man is really hot and really do have a popping number one song. Matter of fact, when he was on the show, I told y'all, chart topper, that song he had, the number one song he had, you know, that it was bad. It was bad all for one. And I told y'all this song was hot, 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 and that it was going to go all the way to the top. Now, I'm telling you, let me give y'all a little taste just in case y'all don't remember. Just in case y'all don't remember. See, mama don't be playing. When I tell y'all something is good and it's going to be banging bad, y'all better believe. Listen, this was the song. All for one, all for one, all for one. Come on, Ricardo. Come on, Ricardo. Come on, baby.
No one to guide her. Friends don't seem to care. Darkness everywhere. With nothing to fight for. But somehow, somewhere, I saw her face there. Lonely angel crying.
Successful. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, mama is just about out of time. I got to get on up out of here. I know today's show was a little bit unusual. But I was just stirred up on it. I was just stirred up. Now, listen. I'm coming back later on today. I'm going to tell you some more about the artist BG408. He's going to be with me on Tuesday. I'm going to talk to him just a little bit about his music, his history, and the particular song that he's written, GTFO Ukraine. We're going to talk about that thing. Now, we're going to get down and dirty with it. You know. So, listen, mark your calendar Tuesday. The artist, BG408, is going to be here on Tuesday, Pacific Standard Time at 12 noon, Central Standard Time at 2 p.m., Eastern Standard Time at 3 p.m., All right, now listen, y'all be good to one another. Don't y'all go out there throwing no chicken on nobody's head. You know what I mean? Y'all be good. Y'all don't mess with no folks. Now look, if y'all throw some chicken on somebody, y'all better be ready to fry it up and do something. You better do something with it, okay? Now listen, I got to get on up.
You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up. Fierce.